Hounds of Heaven. Welcome back in to the David L. Gray Show, Off Code and Unscripted. I got one thing for you today, a red flag. Anytime the Uniparty gets unified on an issue, we have to pay attention. Because they only do that, they only show us their unity when they're sending up a bat signal to the rest of the West. It's important to realize that it is not a two-party system in the United States, but a one-party system operating towards the same goal. The goal is to remain in control, and they don't care under which banner that control is exercised. When I was a Freemason, I called this concept the double-headed eagle. One eagle, one body, looking in two different directions, two different lines of attack, but feeding the same body, because the goal, which is to feed itself by destroying its foes, can be accomplished in different ways. So when the Uniparty shows us that they are unified, it's a tell to the rest of the Uniparties in the world that they are hunting for prey. One example of this was in October 2002, when 81 out of 207 Democrats joined nearly all the Republicans in a resolution to invade Iraq in the House.
At this hour, American and coalition forces are in the early stages of military operations to disarm Iraq, to free its people, and to defend the world from grave danger. On my orders, coalition forces have begun striking selected targets of military importance to undermine Saddam Hussein's ability to wage war. These are opening stages of what will be a broad and concerted campaign.
Notice how the rest of the Western allied countries joined that effort.
More than 35 countries are giving crucial support, from the use of naval and air bases, to help with intelligence and logistics, to the deployment of combat units.
There were no weapons of mass destruction in Iraq. They knew that. This was just an effort to destabilize the Middle East for the benefit of Israel and to weaken Russia. This is a double-headed eagle. At other times, the Uniparty shows their unison. When they do that, it's just to signal to the sheep that it's time to move on, guys. But it also signals to those who are not fully asleep that they never really cared in the first place, such as when gay marriage became legal. And Republicans immediately stopped campaigning on marriage being between one man and one woman. Why? Because it was never a moral argument for them. It was just a political wedge issue to win elections and to grab your money. Same with Roe versus Wade. Once that was killed by the Supreme Court, the GOP immediately started telling us that it's actually okay to kill a baby up to 16 weeks. Why? Because it was never about life. It was about winning elections. Now, last week, the Uniparty told us that they are unified on banning TikTok.
But we do begin tonight with the heated battle over the future of TikTok here in the U.S. 170 million users here in this country. Tonight, the House, by an overwhelming majority, Democrats and Republicans, passing a measure to ban the Chinese-owned app here in the U.S. unless TikTok is sold to an American company within 6 months.
So according to state or CIA media, TikTok is bad because it's owned by China, our mortal enemy. That's partially true. ByteDance is operated from Beijing, China, and the company itself owns 60% of its own stock. The founders own another 20%. So that leaves another 20%. Who owns that? Well, it's owned by employees, including 7,000 Americans. But what's not true is banning TikTok somehow moves the needle from stopping China from harming Americans. Give me a break. Fentanyl, which China is sending over the southern border, has killed over 109,000 Americans just in 2022.
U.S. Customs and Border Protection made history with the largest fentanyl bust ever. Nearly 650 pounds of the illegal drugs, fentanyl and methamphetamine, seized at the Nogales port of entry in Arizona.
While no one died from a TikTok overdose, but let's stop TikTok from coming across the border. As of 2022, COVID-19, which was a bioweapon from China, killed nearly a quarter million Americans. But to keep us safe, our government is doing nothing to punish or stop China from creating another bioweapon. Nothing. But let's stop TikTok by making them sell this thing to American company. To American company, because that would be safer. The most harmful thing on people's phone today is not TikTok, but pornography. But they won't do anything about that. And no, the new Texas House law that requires porn websites to create an age verification pop-up before people access the site is not a ban. A pop-up is not a ban. But at the same time, sites like Pornhub, Pornhub, which calls the Texas law ineffective, haphazard, and dangerous, should know it's ineffective, because throughout Europe, like here in Germany, Pornhub is required to post that pop-up that asks, are you over 18 or under? And I'm sure that pop-up has very little deterrence. If you are a degenerate person who wants to objectify human beings and sexualize people and commit grave sins by imagining something that isn't even real, a pop-up isn't going to stop you from going to hell. Let's be honest. The only way that the government can try to stop people from harming, from the harm that pornography causes to society, is to make watching pornography a crime. But the goal isn't to stop corporations from harming us or even stop us from harming ourselves. It never has been. The Uniparty in Texas is just, what they're doing is just pretending like they care. Why? To get some Christians to give them some money. Hey guys, we required porn sites to post a pop-up. Pay us your tribute. I'm not saying TikTok isn't a problem. You know, in chapter 7 of his book, Blood Money, Peter Schreier, he made a very compelling case about how the algorithm of TikTok is being leveraged by China to export a malady that some doctors are calling a mass sociogenic illness. Symptoms: young girls who have high TikTok usage rates are experiencing twitching, verbal outbursts, involuntary repetitive movements, and sounds, right? Sounds like tics, right? In chapter 6 of his book, is called Destabilizing Democracy, Schweizer, he explores how two billionaires in China, one of them is Roy Singham. I think he's American. Neville Roy Singham, him and Alibaba founder Joseph Tsai, they're actually propping up radical activists that use transgenderism in the United States. So China is funding the whole transgender movement in this country. The double-headed eagle. So this is how the double-headed eagle works in China. It's militaristic, it's biological, it's technological, it's economic, and it's a religious cause called communism. While the West is still operating an old-school method of the Freemasons' double-headed eagle, China is working off of a concept that is far more dangerous. It's a double-headed dragon. In Chinese mythology, there is a dragon known as Hong, which is associated with, get this, the rainbow. So it's a counter rainbow. There's a divine rainbow stepped by God, and there's a counter rainbow coming out of China. This unique dragon has two heads on each end, making it quite distinct. The concept of Hong is really comparable to the rainbow serpent we see in other places in various cultures and mythologies. The oldest characters representing the rainbow in ancient Chinese oracle bone script depict an arch dragon with a serpent with open mouths on both ends. So the design combines like naturalistic elements of a semicircular rainbow with the symbolism of a dragon. Very dangerous. So two things are true. The world is at war with China, right? China is either colonizing the world through debt, building roads and plumbing throughout Africa, the Caribbean, South America. They're putting China-friendly leaders into power throughout the world through rigged elections from the United States to Brazil and everywhere else. That's one thing. Atheistic, communist China is a problem. We're all at war with them. They even own the Vatican, right? It's a double-headed dragon. Very, very dangerous. The other thing is true as well, is that you can't do anything about it. Not just because the Uniparty America is in bed with them, but because you don't have any power to do anything about it. What are you going to do? Vote. Voting is a system put in place by people in power to stay in power. Voting does not give you power. It gives the people who gave you system the right to stay in power. Every time you vote, you know what happens. Every time you vote, you're telling the rigged system that you accept its outcomes and that you have decided to keep this system in place. Only thing voting does is validate the voting scheme. It's like a woman who stays with her cheating husband. Voting does not make you free. It makes you a slave to his outcomes. Voting does not change your life. It's not a sacrament. No matter how many times you tell yourself, they tell you, vote or die. Vote like your life depends on it. This is the most important election in a lifetime. You got to vote. It's a scheme. All they do is lie to stay in power. They tell you lies to stay in power. Voting is not the most important thing you do. It's not a human right. Voting is just like the Constitution. Constitutions and laws, these are things written by the winners in a way to ensure that they keep winning. Constitutions are not written to give you rights over the government. They are written to give the government rights over you. I know. Red pill. I know. David, you went too far. You're off code. I know this is not what you learned at school. I know it's not what you want to hear, but it's true. Don't believe me? Test the outcomes. Has voting ever improved anything? No. The world continues to get worse, and you continue to find more things in the world to complain about. That's how it works. So the people who have rights over you understand that China is an unstoppable force. They understand how China is using bioweapons such as fentanyl and diseases to kill Americans. And they understand how China is using TikTok to destroy minds. Let me tell you what this whole thing is about. Remember, they don't want TikTok to go away. They don't want pornography to go away. They just want TikTok to be sold to the CIA. Oh, I mean to an American company. So that agency can weaponize it against us rather than China weaponize it against us. Come on now. Like I said, there's nothing you can do about what's going on. The double-headed eagle remains at war with the double-headed dragon. The only thing for Christians to do is stay loyal to the line of Judah. Because he wins in the end. He destroys the false dragon. He destroys the false rainbow. He destroys the false double-headed eagle. And that's all I know about that. So remember that Jesus loves you and is there for you. So go live your life like salvation matters. Live a liturgical life. Be the liturgy in the world. Be who you have received through the liturgy in the world. God bless you. See you next time.